Today's passage, as we continue our journey through the Bible, is Exodus chapter 12, verse 13. Here's what it says. The blood will be a sign for you on the house where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt. The final plague, the death of the firstborn, was most costly. God's power over life and death would not only demonstrate his supremacy over the Egyptian gods, it would bring the people who followed those gods to their knees. But along with the plague, God offered a remedy. The death of an unblemished lamb would appease. The blood of a sacrificial lamb applied to the top and sides of the doorframe would be a sign for the Lord to keep the destroyer away. The blood of the lamb saved those who applied it from death. And you know what? Still does. Peter explains it this way. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. The penalty of sin is death, a penalty that Jesus took on himself. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed, Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Because of Jesus, eternal death passes over, and we pass from our physical death to eternal life. It's not our baptism or confirmation or First Communion or good works that save us. In the words of the hymn, what can wash away our sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Father, thank you for the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ. Words cannot express our gratitude. In his name we pray. Amen.